Hello, my name is Julian and I am joined by Benjamin. In our podcast today, we are analyzing some themes of mice and men, particularly chapters of 5 and 6. The novel of Mice and Men was written by John Steinbeck and is about two men, George and Lenny.
They are the best of friends, one small and shrewd, the other large and dull. They do everything together, although George must often cover for the slow Lenny.
They have a hopeful, though unrealistic, dream of one day owning a farm of their own, but Lenny's shortcomings cause them to be unable to save enough money.
In the beginning of the book, we see them arrive at a farm where they find work. And through this heart-wrenching story, we see them meet many different characters, including Curly, the boss's son, Slim, an understanding man who holds power on the farm, Candy, an old swamper, Crooks, a black stable man, and Curly's wife, a flirtatious pretty woman.
We are starting with a summary of chapters 5 and 6. At the end of this novel, each person will have 30 seconds to give a brief summary of this part to give you guys some context about the situation. It is now time for our 30-second summaries. In this section of the podcast, Benjamin and I will be summarizing chapters 5 and 6 in 30 seconds or less and see who has the better summary.
Yeah, so I'll be going first, so we'll start in 3, 2, 1. So the chapter starts off with Lenny, who accidentally killed his puppy, and he's staring sadly down at it. Curly's wife comes over and tries to comfort him, and meanwhile, Lenny starts touching Curly's wife's hair. He thinks it's really soft, but Curly's wife doesn't like it. Unfortunately, as she's trying to get his hand off, he ends up killing her by accident. So meanwhile, Curly comes back and gets really mad, and he wants to kill Lenny. Therefore, George decides to kill Lenny instead to save a torturous death at the hands of Curly. All
right, that's 30 seconds. All right,
yeah,
my turn.
So now it's time for Julian's turn in 3, 2, 1,
go. Chapter 5 begins with Lenny looking at the puppy that he just killed, and he was kind of sad because he knew that George wouldn't tend to rabbits anymore. While he was distracted, Curly's wife came over and tried to talk to him. Lenny refused, but soon opened up, explaining why he liked soft things. Curly's wife thought he was kind of crazy, but eventually she got him to touch her hair. And eventually he started to mess it up, and Curly's wife wanted to let him go. Lenny accidentally kills Curly's wife, runs away, and George has to kill him. That's 30 seconds. I think you won that one, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I felt like you were a little bit rushed, but so was I. You know, it's only 30 seconds, right?
Alright, on to thematic approach to the chapter.
So let's start by analyzing some of the themes within chapters 5 and 6 of Mice and Men. I think a big one is a friendship, especially of George and Lenny.
That's definitely a big one. Despite Lenny continuing to mess up, George, through it all, is still always trying to find ways to help Lenny.
When George kills Lenny at the end of the book, that was an act of true friendship. He kills him to save him from the pain that he would suffer under a murder from Curly.
Few people could bring themselves to do this, and this is what truly cements their friendship as one of the best in literature.
Another theme we could look at is hope.
Even in the end, Lenny holds on to the hope that he could tend the rabbits and live off the land if they could ever buy a farm.
While George knows it's pretty much hopeless and it's never going to happen, Lenny doesn't, and that's something that helps keep him going.
In Lenny's final moments, he still wanted George to tell him about the farm.
And the final theme we'll be analyzing here is burden.
Okay, so we're going to look at this one a little bit more in depth with the Lectio Critica. It's a four-step process where we analyze a specific quote and look at its literal meaning, symbolism, connection, and application.
But first, we can look at it a little bit more broadly. The most obvious example is George carrying the burden of taking care of Lenny. So the reason why this is a really important burden is because Lenny often messes up. And because of this, because Lenny often messes up, they lose job after job. But other ones includes Candy's missing hand. Because he's missing a hand, he's unable to, he's really unable to do much work. And he realizes that he's going to eventually be forced to lose his job. Another example of a burden would be Crook's race. So Crook's race, he's black, right? And then back then, black people didn't have too many rights. This can be exemplified in the situation where Lenny and Candy were talking with Crooks and Curly's wife comes in. Unfortunately, Curly's wife starts making some rather rude remarks to Candy and Lenny. And then Crooks decides to tell her to back off. Unfortunately, Curly's wife immediately fires back, threatening to lynch him. And through this, you can see that black people, even on the word of just one white person, can be killed for nothing. And then even Curly's wife has to carry a burden. When she talks with Lenny, you can see that the only reason why she married Curly was to get away from her mother and to have freedom. Yet, because of this, she's forced to live on a farm with many different other people. And unfortunately, she's not able to live a life that she truly could, being an actor possibly with Hollywood.
On to Lectio Critica.
Yeah, so let's analyze a quote about Burden regarding George and Lenny.
Okay, a good quote to analyze Burden within this book would be on the last page of the book. You had a George, I swear you had a. Come on with me. Steinbeck 107. What's happening in this context is that George had just shot his best friend, Lenny. Slim comes down and attempts to comfort him, saying that it was necessary to commit the murder so that he couldn't harm anybody else and ruin his life anymore.
Lenny had just killed Curly's wife, though on accident, given his massive strength and severe mental disability. Curly, having a natural disposition to hating Lenny, as Lenny had previously crushed his hand in a fight, becomes enraged at his wife's death and is out to lynch Lenny in retaliation for the murder.
And George desperately tries to stop this, but to no avail. And to save Lenny from a painful death, he lulls Lenny into a false sense of security and pretends everything is fine until he mercifully shoots him in the back of his head.
George was released from his burden of having to take care of Lenny, though not in the way he wanted to. Obviously, you wouldn't want to kill your friend doing this. While he may be able to get a farm with a stable job and eventually make enough money, it wouldn't be the same without Lenny. We would also look at it differently and see that killing Lenny may give George a burden that he would be forced to carry for the rest of his life. Even though he killed his best friend to save him from more pain, it's still something terrible that you have to live with and something that he'll almost certainly have nightmares about.
This quote, more rather than the situation, could be seen as an allegory for that the end justifies the means.
Exactly. While killing your best friend is horrible, George had to protect Lenny from the inevitable pain and subsequent death that Curly was going to inflict. The end really did justify the means in this situation.
Yet, not always does it justify the means. Lying on a resume to land a job does not quite justify the means.
Only when the outcome is objectively better than what would have happened had you not done the action is the statement true.
I agree. A situation in real life would be if a loose basketball was about to smack into a window and you had the power to deflect it. However, given your angle, you'd be forced to hit the ball towards your unsuspecting friend. So, you can either choose to hit your friend or allow the ball to break the window. And clearly, giving your friend a little bit of a headache is better than paying tons of money to fix the window.
Yeah, so from this discussion, this quote inspires me to only do something bad if it is worth justifying. Yet whether or not it is worth justifying is a moral question and is very hard to tell.
It's difficult to make a judgment call, and there are plenty of those in this novel. And George was forced to do one of the hardest ones. Everyone is forced to make difficult moral choices in their life, and this quote really does inspire me to attempt to make the best ones I can.
Another part we could look at is how the dreams of everyone came crashing down in that one instant.
Yeah, once Lenny killed Curly's wife, he single-handedly destroyed Curly's wife, and George's dream all at once.
Yeah, even Candy and Crooks lost their dreams, as living on a farm of their own is not going to be possible after this tragedy.
It's very sad considering how close they could be living their dream. It was finally in sight after they decided to put all their money together after that month.
It's the same as if someone had copied another person's essay and eventually got both of them expelled from school. One person ruined another person's life and their own in one act of stupidity.
Exactly. This is something you may not be able to prevent, but life is all about chances, and this book shows what can happen if things don't go your way. On to wishes and conclusions. I'll go first. I hope that in the future, George can forgive himself and be able to live with the burden of killing his best friend, Lenny. It's hard living with that on your shoulder, and hopefully he can move on from that terrible action.
As for me, I wish that George soon gets the land he works hard for and deserves. Lenny may have been his best friend, but he was one of the reasons why he couldn't save enough money up to live their dream. However, it may not be the same living on that farm without Lenny. But after all of George's goodness in taking care of Lenny after all this time and sticking with him through all the troubles, I truly wish for him to finally have something rolled his way.
Though there's no way to know for sure, Steinbeck does end rather abruptly and without much closure. Through this book, he's taught us many themes of friendship, hope, and particularly burden.
The burden of having Lenny, the burden of living with Gil, all of these are exemplified through the last two chapters.
Steinbeck really wrote a story that connects with many aspects of our life. Though we may not be farm workers struggling to make ends meet, and we may not have friends that ruin our lives on a daily basis, we can sympathize with their persevering friendship and having it seem like everyone's against you.
And I completely agree. And that concludes our podcast today on analyzing themes of Mice and Men. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.